President Obama will visit San Juan, Puerto Rico today. As we've said, it's the first official visit to the island by a sitting U.S. president since John F. Kennedy went there 50 years ago. And there's a little bit of an echo since the 1940s and 50s. Puerto Ricans are yet again leaving the island in droves. There are, in fact, now more Puerto Ricans living on the continental United States than on the island of Puerto Rico, 4 million versus 3 million, respectively, and the number appears to be growing. Joining us now, Francis Robles, the Caribbean correspondent for the Miami Herald and takeaway affiliate station WLRN, and she joins us from San Juan, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Francis.
Good morning.
And also with us this morning is Fernando Pizarro, a Washington correspondent for Univision. And Fernando, I mean, as I said earlier, we're probably going to hear a lot about the Latino vote as we get closer and closer to the election in 2012. And the problem with that is, like any other quote-unquote vote, it's not monolithic. What's the range among Latino registered voters?
Good morning, Celeste. Yes, well, I wanted to start saying that I think it's a huge deal that, there's, as you said, there's the first time that a sitting president goes to Puerto Rico in 50 years. So I think that for Puerto Ricans, they're very excited, and I think this is very important. That said, the strategy of appealing to Latino voters through a visit to Puerto Rico, I don't want to use the word questionable, but it's a lot more doubtful that it will translate necessarily in more votes. Yesterday, Impromedia and Latino Decisions, Impromedia publishes papers like La Opinión in Los Angeles, came out with a new poll that says that 49%, a small little increase from April, of Latino voters would, again, vote for President Obama. So I think there's a wide range, as you said. Immigration is not necessarily the topic today, and it's not necessarily the number one topic for Latino voters, being the key word being voters. And so I think that Latinos are widely affected by the economy, are widely affected by, you know, unemployment right now. They're disappointed with the lack of progress on the immigration issue as well. So, you know, it remains to be seen whether this trip really will resonate, with other Latino voters that are not Puerto Ricans living in the U.S.
That's Fernando Pizarro, Washington correspondent for Univision. Also with us, Francis Robles, Caribbean correspondent for the Miami Herald and our affiliate station, WLRN. And Francis, you're there in Puerto Rico. Obviously, there's the issue of Puerto Rican voters who are disenfranchised to a certain extent. They can't choose electors in the U.S. presidential elections. So to some extent, the president, when he's campaigning, is not speaking to them. He's speaking to Puerto Rican voters back here in the States.
The thing that you have to remember is that a lot of Puerto Ricans are still leaving Puerto Rico. So when you say the Puerto Ricans in the States, it's people who may have left last month, or the mother of the person who went to see the Air Force One landing. So it's definitely with an eye on the people in the States, particularly in Florida. You're having a lot of people showing up in Florida in the last 10 years. The numbers have increased by about 75% in the state of Florida. And so those votes are very much seen as being up for grabs. They're not showing Democratic voters. And so people are kind of angling already to see, well, what are the issues that can get me in front of that group of potential voters?
Well, Francis Robles, as Caribbean correspondent for the Miami Herald and someone who knows the electoral situation down in South Florida, you know, what do you make of this issue? I mean, Fernando's already said that you're not likely to get any sort of broad Latino ear by going to Puerto Rico. But in terms of mobilizing Puerto Rican voters in South Florida, where Cuban Americans are typically a Republican constituency, do the numbers make any political sense here in Florida?
The Puerto Ricans that are arriving in Florida are largely in Central Florida. And so by some estimates, by next year's election, there could be a million Puerto Ricans there. And so you're talking about 35,000 Puerto Ricans a year showing up. And so in Florida, where elections are decided in razor-thin margins, sure, the numbers could matter. Whether the strategy works, does going to Puerto Rico, I'm Puerto Rican, you know, is that going to affect my vote?
Well, is it?
I don't know. No, it's not going to affect my vote. My parents left Puerto Rico in 1956, so I have a very different perspective on the island politics. What the experts here would tell you, or I shouldn't say the experts, I should say the Obama supporters here would tell you, is that, and I don't mean to say that they're not that they're not experts, but that they definitely have a decided opinion on the issue, is that the Puerto Ricans, they feel that the Puerto Ricans in Florida are more interested right now in what's happening in Puerto Rico than in Republican and Democratic Party politics on the mainland. So that if Obama or if a Republican candidate were to make some kind of important statement one way or the other, say on status of Puerto Rico, that would be their deciding factor. So if Obama comes here and he sends strong signals to say, I believe in statehood or I believe in this or I believe in whatever, then that's the issue that's going to capture those votes.
And it would capture headlines, too. That's Frances Robles, Caribbean correspondent for the Miami Herald and our takeaway affiliate station, WLRN. She is in Puerto Rico. Also with us, Fernando Pizarro, Washington correspondent for Univision. You know, Fernando, a big problem for politicians with Latino voters is that there's a gap between eligible voters and those who actually vote. And some people feel that that's because of sort of a disenchantment with the political process here in the United States. How can a politician, whether they be Republican or Democrat, how do they overcome that?
That's a very good question. I think that, you know, both parties always struggle with that issue. And there have been enormous campaigns, particularly motivated by the sort of harsh language and harsh debate in 2006 and 2007 that you both may remember, when there was the push against immigration reform and pro-immigration reform that ultimately failed in the Senate. There has been a big push to register voters and get people to vote, but there's still that gap. You know, the population of Latinos continues to increase. They're now 50 million, the largest minority. However, you know, the vote does not, I mean, lags behind other groups. It has improved, but still, it's difficult for politicians to get people to motivate them to vote and
to
register.
So what do you think, Fernando, what do you think of this suggestion that Latinos should all register as independents quickly?
I'm sorry, I missed that question.
It's been suggested that Latinos should all register as independents, so people have to fight for their vote. What do you think?
Well, that would be a good strategy, but I, you know, it tends to be that Latinos still like to register and vote Democratic, and you know, as a majority. But you know, that's a good that would be a good tactic. But I don't know if that would be ultimately successful.
Fernando Pizarro, Washington correspondent for Univision, and Frances Robles, Caribbean correspondent for the Miami Herald and from WLRN. She is now in San Juan, Puerto Rico, where the president is visiting today.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.